If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
What is diamond painting? Do you know what that is?
I've never heard of that before in my life.
Huh. It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What has been the number one thing that has helped you during the quarantine? We started talking about this because I think at this point it's so routine. You're looking for things to keep you going. And we asked that on our Facebook page, and you could always chime in on our Facebook page too. Search Anna and Raven. And I can't tell you how many people wrote diamond painting. What the heck is diamond painting?
Google that.
Diamond.
I have no idea.
Painting.
Is that one of those ones where they put paint on like fireworks, but instead now you use diamonds?
I Googled it.
You know, one of those weird things they did like in the 70s? They're like, look, I'm an artist. I blew up this fish tank full of paint. Just weird stuff that people did.
Diamond painting is a new craft hobby that's a mix between cross stitch and paint.
Oh my gosh. It's one of those mixed ones. It's a hybrid.
I like it. All right. Well, what's been the number one thing that has gotten you through the pandemic, Raven?
You know what stinks is this is just the wrong time of year for me, right? So it's the wrong time of year. My wife's business is in trouble. Like, you know, my wedding business, everything is hit. And so just financially, it's a hard time. Typically, I would be doubling down on projects. But right now, I can just do like small things that I have some of the pieces for, but not all. So I've been doing some like car work.
Yeah.
And car repair is really good if you have all the parts. But if you don't have all the parts, it's not great.
I just imagine you looking around your kitchen and your garage.
What can I use?
Grabbing a duct tape.
Right. What can I use?
Right.
Wait, this is made for a dryer. Oh, well, this should work on a Mazda, no problem. And like lawn care is the same thing. Like I'm halfway there. I'm like, what do you mean we turned the sprinklers on and it didn't just grow?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put some seed over there. Well, I only got so much seed. Let's put that here, put that there.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm stringing together projects right now, but I'm running out. Like the weather needs to improve, then I can work on the pool.
It'll
give me something to do with that.
Yeah, I think once the weather gets warmer, it'll be nicer because we'll be able to do more outside. The number one thing that's gotten me through the pandemic so far is my adventure drives.
Yes.
So there's always a list of places that you say you want to go see and check out, but like the truth of the matter is you're like,
Yeah, they're low on the list.
Exactly.
You hope that you drive by it someday and go, oh, that's where it is.
But, you know, there's a lot of state parks throughout New York, throughout Connecticut, even in Jersey, where they always hear about how beautiful they are, but you never actually get there. So every weekend, I've implemented, you know, family time.
It's another drive.
It's a Zap Adventure Drive, and
right.
We go see a different place. And it's been fun because I have to plan it. I have to figure out, like, okay, what are we going to eat on the way? What are we going to pick up takeout-wise on the way?
Oh, right, because you can't stop. Right,
right. Where are we going to go to the bathroom? Because a lot of state parks don't have the facilities that are open. So, like, figuring out all the logistics, and we usually travel between, like, 1 to 2 hours away.
Mm.
And it sounds crazy because at first when I said to my husband that we're doing this every single weekend, he looked at me like I was out of my mind.
Right.
He was like, well, are you crazy? But we've seen so many beautiful parks and so many beautiful things that under normal circumstances, we're not going to go to those places. We're going to go to Great Adventure, or we're going to go to Playland, or we're going to go to Sesame Place in Pennsylvania.
Right. You know, your stuff automated.
Yeah.
You like a motor behind that thing. Drive this party.
So it got us thinking, what is the number one thing that has gotten you through the pandemic? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's the number one thing that has helped get you through the pandemic thus far? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I brought this up over the weekend on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven if you want to chime in too. And I was shocked by a lot of the answers. There's a lot of the normal things, Raven. Alcohol, spending time with their kids.
Right.
Watching TV.
Alcohol, number one answer.
Number one answer. Ding, ding, ding. Eating, obviously. Eating. Okay. But there were some things that caught my attention that were different because I'm always looking for different things to do during this time period.
Sure. You want to expand yourself, expand your horizons. Plus, something new will obviously keep you a bit more interested. That would be helpful.
Yeah. A lot of people said diamond painting, which I've been Googling. It's a new craft. It looks really fun. I might order a kit so I can do it myself, to be honest.
Yeah. We had no idea what it was.
Right. Valerie wrote, country line dancing online lessons. That's cool.
Who knew?
Right. Rosemary wrote, watching TV from 8 to 4:30, but then I watched all the birds going to my bird feeder outside my window.
So my grandmother-in-law has been watching. They've got a pair of owls that had babies behind their house, and she discovered this about a month ago, I guess. So she's keeping a journal of the baby activities with the owls there. They haven't flown yet, by the way, if you're all waiting for the publishing of Munn's coffee table book. But she's got her binoculars and all that. And we stopped by there and hung out at the end of their driveway the other day.
Because,
you know, you have to look in on people. And she came out with her binoculars. She gave us the day's highlights and so forth. And, yes, there's a lot of owl information going on there.
I got to say, one of the positive things that's come out of this, it's made you slow down a little bit.
Sure.
And you can notice things that you never really noticed before.
Yeah. I mean, the planet's doing better.
And then Maureen wrote birthday parades. I love me a good birthday parade.
Get in the car, hoot and holler, right, make a bunch of noise.
Listen, if you have a birthday parade you want me to be a part of, just send me an email.
She doesn't need to know you.
I don't need to. I'll make a sign, put my daughters in the car, and go for a drive. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's the number one thing that's gotten you through the pandemic?
I take every online class that there is, Facebook and Zoom classes, and I started this karate lessons, and I even took a ballet class. I mean, I think I might come out of this like the most fit I've ever been.
Oh.
Well, that's really...
exciting.
Yeah, it's got a lot of merit. I keep looking at, you know, how like Xfinity and all the different streaming services, they're giving you like free shows to watch right now. So I keep looking at the fact that they have a free yoga class, but it's over this week, so it looks like I'm not going to make it.
I mean, you couldn't just take it. I like that you're doing all fitness classes, though. I'm taking the Yale class, The Art of Happiness, just so I can say that I went to Yale.
Right.
I'm not past week two yet. I've been taking it for a month.
She's behind.
I'm a little bit behind in my studies.
And she's debating whether or not to pay the $30 for the printable certificate.
But I'm thinking I probably should have taken a ballet class. I probably would have succeeded a little bit better.
Right.
What's the number one thing that has helped you through this pandemic?
I'd always wanted to make my own craft beer and my own sausages. And I'm finally doing it. I've literally like moved into the basement and just making beer and sausages. I don't think my wife or kids miss me, but they are enjoying the sausages. My wife is enjoying the occasional beer as well. But yeah, it's kind of a little bit of a dream come true in this crazy world.
Nobody wants to come down there and help you stuff sausage?
I can't believe that. Right. So strange.
I would never want to see that, man. It's the worst thing. It's the worst thing to see in the food business, that's for sure.
Oh, but it's kind of... That's a cool
Kids will
hobby.
Lose a finger in there.
Oh, man. Is your whole basement smell like sausage? That might be why they don't come down there.
Gotta.
Yeah. The basement has a unique smell, but I'm loving it, and I'm happy to kind of have the distance for most of the day.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.